And we're here on a Saturday during the day.
Mm-hmm. Daylight hours.
Yeah, there's sun shining into this radio station.
Crazy.
And we're here to play some songs by women.
Yes. Normally we play a lot of men.
Yeah, and it's not like normally our theme is men. It's just like we normally like songs by men. So we were like, we should probably play some songs by women.
Yeah, shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Balance them out.
So the first song is something that Katie picked out. If you want to say anything about this song, I don't really know if it even needs an introduction.
I don't think so. I think I respect the song enough.
Yeah.
That I don't need to speak for it.
Yeah.
And that's, on that note, here is the song Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me.
Yeah, good song. So the next song that we have queued up is one of my favorite artists, like, ever.
I know that.
Yeah, my parents played this song, like, so much growing up, and I think, not my name, like, my middle name isn't, like, named after her, but, like, I think it's, like, kind of, like, there's some ties
there.
I
think it's, like, some subconscious, maybe.
Yeah, but it's You're So Vain by Carly Simon. She's great. I also like her song that was in the James Bond movie. But yeah, I think, do you know this song?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Very good song.
Probably think the song's about you.
Yeah. That's like the best part of, because it's like, you can't speak up and be like, hey, I think you're writing this song about me, because that's the whole point is like, she's saying, well, if you think the song's about you, you're just really vain. Mm-hmm. So whoever it's really about, they can never be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So otherwise, they'd come across as vain. Yeah. So here's You're So Vain.
Gigi.
What did you think? It's a great song, right, Katie?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah. Classic. Okay.
Oh, wait, did we give Allison a shout out now or no?
Well, we haven't really liked any of her requests yet.
I'm putting in Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Okay, that's valid. Sup, Allison. Really miss your presence here today.
Yeah.
But we'll see you later at the Hanukkah party.
Woohoo, roll through.
Yeah. Yeah, listeners, I'm having a Hanukkah party tonight at my house.
Don't give out your address.
I'm not going to. But if you know me personally and you want to go, I guess let me know.
DM me.
Yeah, DM me. But yeah, I'm going to be making latkes and it's going to be a great time. I have two of my minions making them as we speak, or like preparing them. I hope that they're listening. Mm-hmm. Ori and Hannah claim to be peeling some potatoes. So I better get back and see a lot of work done for that. The next song we've actually played before, which is Katie's like big rule, don't repeat songs.
I feel like this is an exception.
It's an exception.
We have different like listeners on.
Yeah, and this is like different. This is like almost like a special episode for us. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like a, it's not our typical show. It's like, it would be like a Christmas special of a TV show. It's
exactly. Like, exceptions yeah. have to be made.
Yeah. So the song is I Will Survive. So let's listen to it. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And saw your back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I crumbled? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey. That was I Will Survive.
Always a bop.
Yeah. worthy of being played twice.
Yes. The only song worthy of being played twice, I might add.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Even in life, I only listen to a song once. Mm. Ever.
Even if it's great.
Yeah. So the next song that I want to do is Believe by Cher. If you are a friend of mine, you know that I love to do my Cher impression.
And what's your Cher impression?
I'm not doing it on the air, but
exactly.
I'll do it for you as we sing it.
Okay.
Fair enough. I haven't done it in a really long time though. It was like my go-to karaoke song. And I like just do like a Cher impression and it's just like wild.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So anyways, and Cher is just a wild person. Like she, like in Mamma Mia 2 is like, I just can't even with her. She's really something else. Her tweets, I'll read one when we get back, I'll pull one up, but like they're always so chaotic. But here's Believe by Cher.
Believe in life
I can say that Jules' share impression is quite impressive.
Yeah, sorry, Allison, that you missed it. You'll never hear it again. This is a one-time only thing, unless you take me to karaoke. But, yeah, do you believe in life after love?
I do.
That's good to know.
Do you?
I guess. I mean, it's not, like, something that I ever, like, I feel like there is life after love. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what a character, and what an auto-tune song that was.
Indeed.
Yes. It's also impressive that I can, like, do an impression of her auto-tune, I think.
Yeah. You're very talented.
Thank you. Musically inclined, as they say.
Why is Allison saying no?
Because she's never going to hear the impression. She's sad.
Oh.
So, this song actually goes out to Allison. Tell the listeners.
Recommendations. I want to dance with somebody. Can't go wrong with Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Let's go. So here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hello, everyone. Hey. We've done a little flip-flop. I am now sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah, Katie is at the computer. I taught her how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is huge.
This is a big step for me. I did think it was a lot more complicated than it actually is.
Yeah, it's really not that difficult, which is good.
You just press on, basically.
Basically.
That's the gist of it. But yeah.
But we're prepping for next semester when Katie and I are, like, I guess more officially.
Yeah, doing, equal like, footing.
Yeah, because, yeah. Like, I guess technically, like, right now it's still my show from last year. But we're going to come up with a new name. If anyone has any name suggestions for us, we're in the market. Because we can't stick with Glee.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay, so this next song, I was going to tell a story about it, but then I was like, wait. Is that this song? And then I was going to lie. And then I Googled it, and it is this song. But they play this song in the scene in Mad Men. Did you watch Mad Men?
No.
It's this, like, really powerful scene where he, like, brings his kids back to, like, the house he grew up in. It's, like, both sides now, like, where he is and where he started. Great show. You should definitely watch it.
You should.
Everyone listening. Also a great song. So I'll take it away. And... quick clarifying question. Do I just turn off the microphone?
Yeah, you just turn off the microphones and then you press play on for the song. So, like, you have to click, like, see where the song is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
This one? Okay, all right.
There she goes.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still some. It's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still somehow it's love's illusion.
Hey guys.
Katie really not the song she wanted to play.
No. Well, it's the right song, but I guess it's the wrong version, and it was really bumming me out. So
Allison
I had
skip.
To stop. Because the song that I know is like upbeat, but she fun.
She contemplated for how long? She contemplated for like almost 3 minutes. She's like, can I stop this?
Like yeah. I knew as soon as it started, I was like, this is not the right song. This sucks. But I was like, does this like violate like the all FCC. The laws of radio? But then Jules told me I could do whatever I want.
Like, literally do whatever. Like yeah. Honestly, if I just wanted to like sing all my own songs, like I could do whatever. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I could.
All right. So now I'm going to play. Should I pick up in the new version where we left off?
How
in
the long old version? Is the song?
It's 3 minutes.
Then just do the whole thing.
All right.
Okay.
Well, here you go.
Goes and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way.
You guys like that version better. It was far less painful in my opinion. Anyway, so the next song we have is called The Edge of 17, which we were just talking about. We were like, what does that mean? Was she 16 when she wrote the song? What's the backstory? So Jules looked it up.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, it says, quote, according to Nix, the title came from a conversation she had with Tom Petty's first wife, Jane, about the couple's first meeting. Jane said they met at the age of 17, but Jane's strong southern accent made it sound like edge of 17 to Nix. She liked the sound of the phrase so much that she told Jane she would write a song for it and give her credit for the inspiration. And then, although Nix had originally planned to use the title for a song about Tom and Jane Petty, the death of her uncle Jonathan and the murder of John Lennon during the same week of December 1980 inspired a new song for which Nix used the title. So, very, like, interesting backstory. We play Tom Petty a lot here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not here. Sunday nights at 9.
Yeah.
Plug. If you think this is good.
Oh, yeah.
Wait until you tune in tomorrow.
So, yeah, maybe, like, this song, we were meant to play this song.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to the words.
Yeah.
See if I can see what she means. All right, ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock.
Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing.
Yeah.
Have you ever forgotten to put the mic back on and just, like, talked and then, like, everyone just heard silence?
Maybe.
You wouldn't know, I guess. Or no, you would know.
I would, like, know.
You would know.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Or what if, like, we just kept the mics on and then we're, like, talking over the song?
Well, our next song is a classic from one of my favorite movies that I've never seen before. Super Trooper from the Mamma Mia! Exclamation point soundtrack. Anything you want to say about this song, Jules?
Nothing. I mean, it's a really good song. This is from the first Mamma Mia. Maybe another time I'll play for Katie Super Trooper from the second Mamma Mia and get her opinion. Also, we are going to be watching both Mamma Mias together. Mm-hmm. I demand it. So, yeah. Otherwise, really great song.
All right. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Super Trooper, lights are gonna find me, but I won't feel blue like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's you. Sick and tired of everything. When I called you last night from Glasgow, all I do is eat and sleep and sing, wishing every show was the last show. So imagine I was glad to hear you coming. Suddenly I feel alright, and suddenly it's gonna be, and it's gonna be so different when I'm on the stage tonight.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice pump-up song.
Makes you want to watch the movie, right?
Yes, definitely. Both movies, actually.
Yeah.
Not just the one. For our next song, I have to plug Adele's new album, 30. So good. I don't know why everyone isn't listening to it.
Well, we listened to it last night.
That's true.
A little bit.
We did.
Yeah.
But everyone else should as well. This is one of the better ones. My advice would be to skip the first three to four songs. That's just my opinion. But we'll see what you guys think.
I ain't got too much time to spare. Better make time for you to show how much I care. Wish that I would let you break my walls, but I'm still spinning out of control from the fall. Boy, you give good love, I won't lie. It's what keeps me coming back even though I'm terrified. Think I'm blind. I'd rather be a fool than leave myself behind. I don't have to explain myself to you.
Well, I thought that was great.
I thought it was really good too.
Yeah, it's
makes
kind of
me
a bop,
want to listen
right?
to the album.
Yes.
I haven't actually like sat down myself and listened to it. I feel like I've only listened to it
yeah.
like, with you.
You got to do it like privately, you know.
Okay.
Reflect and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely recommend. All right, next song, River Deep, Mountain High.
Any thoughts? Do have to say Glee did a great version of this, but
of course they did. We'll stick with the original for now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not letting Glee touch my Spotify I don't want it to be my number one artist for the third year in a row.
Yeah, that would just be embarrassing.
Yeah, twice is embarrassing enough.
All right, here we go.
was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Only doll I ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll. But only now my love has grown. And it gets
I have a confession to make. That's not the song I thought it was.
She thought it was Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
But, you know, mountain, river,
yeah, they mentioned both, and yeah.
It's kind of confusing, if you ask me. Should have figured that one out.
Yeah, maybe Katie's just having an off day.
Yeah. I struggle with the titles.
Yeah.
And artists.
Next time you should be like, hey, Jules, like, is this the song
I'm thinking of? Yeah. Because, like, sometimes you'll say a song and you'll be like, you know this song. And I'll just be like, yeah, definitely. Even though I don't. And then you play it and I'll be like, okay, yeah, definitely.
You should just not lie.
Yeah. And moving forward, I will not lie. Or I'll lie less, perhaps. Anyway, so this is a bit of a change, but you obviously can't play all female artists without playing Taylor Swift. I mean, that seems like wrong, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Even if, like, you're not the biggest fan of her in the world, like, you have to admit she has been pretty influential in music. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to play New Romantics, which, again, I don't really know this song, but maybe I will once I start playing it. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
We're all bored, we're all so tired of everything. We
Good. You didn't pause the song.
I felt that I had.
She's still learning the ropes.
This is like a lot because I'm like, not only am I navigating like the front driver's seat of the radio show, I'm also trying to figure out what I'm going to wear for my senior picture.
Yeah.
So I'm just like feeling a lot of information right now. And I may have forgotten to hit the pause button.
It's okay.
But
we'll still let you be here.
Pull in the audience. Do I wear a black sweater or do I wear something else?
I feel like I thought it said like business casual.
Yeah, but like business casual can be like a black sweater. I have like work slacks.
She's the one with a job, so.
Have I ever worked in an office building? No.
Mm.
I have only ever worked from my childhood bedroom.
Oh my god, Allison got really upset with us for playing that song.
She doesn't even own that song. You are feeding into the patriarchy. Oh.
Sorry.
Oops.
Well, that's the whole theme is like, we normally are, it's a very patriarchal show here. So, sorry.
Well, yeah. Shall we play Last Dance?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, here's Last Dance
by Donna Summer.
Think about that, though. What should we wear for our senior pictures?
Respond to us.
Please do. Call, email, text, whatever you see is best.
It's not.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome back.
Yes.
Well, you've arrived just in time to hear our last song of the show, which will be The Sweet Escape
by Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
This was like a song I listened to a lot last semester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I really know it off the top of my head, not gonna lie.
It's just not those songs.
In all honesty.
You will know this.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah, hopefully this song gives you a little sweet escape. And then, yeah, that's all. Okay.
All right, let's roll.
refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape this and recreate a place that's my own world, and I could be your favorite girl forever, perfectly together. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet.
So, we're joined now by Allison.
Hello!
Yeah, she, like, just came in here and scared us.
Yeah, I thought you guys saw me when I looked through the window.
Nope.
Obviously not, apparently.
Nope.
But it was a funny reaction, on my end, at least.
Yeah. We're not thrilled that she's here. But
oh! That hurts.
Yeah, well, anyways, I guess that's our show for today. Mm-hmm. Anything to say? Katie, you want to get closer to the mic?
Girls rock.
That was insightful, Katie. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed, like, listening to some women artists from us. It'll probably never happen again. You'll only hear men, so.
Classic rock only.
Yeah. Yeah, more women should be in classic rock. Mm. We should just start our own female classic rock band.
Can we be classic rock anymore?
That's a good question. Audience, let us know.
Yeah.
Send in your emails. Call us at 610-330-5316.
Yeah, again, that's 610-330-5316. We look forward to your call. Anyways, hope everyone has a great Saturday. Excited for my Hanukkah party.
Mm.
And we'll be back tomorrow. So, yeah. Ciao.